We're continuing on Shulim on Otzot Chaim. We're on Shah Akudim Perik Hey. We actually finished Perik Hey, but we're going to do a little bit of Sikkum to go back into things a little bit before we start the new Shah Nikudim, where we'll find the Shvios of Malachim, which is one of the Ike Sugyas. So we saw that before we get into Shah Nikudim, we saw there's four oilers, right? So let's just take it back a little bit. That when the oil is coming in from the Pidak, what happened was, is that the oil had two chalakim to it. It had the oil gashibo and oil dak shibo. The oil dak was pulled back, and the oil dak or gas was stayed there, right? So I repeat, the oil gas stayed behind, and the oil dak was pulled back into the pidak. So what was left there? So what did this oil accomplish? Mm-hmm. What it accomplished was it created kalim. Kalim of what? Kalim of the spheres. Okay? And the Rav Chaim Vital asks himself, he goes that even though we're talking about spheres, but mitzad acher, they're not supposed to be spheres yet. You know, only until Nikudim, until the next Shah Nikudim, that's Nikudim, the little dots meaning the sphere. That's when only they themselves start developing themselves. So why is the Rav talking about spheres here? So the answer he gave is that it's not really spheres, it's baini, we're in the process of creating the caving of the spheres, and the all of the spheres are going to be coming out soon. Okay, so it's a baini stage. We're in the middle of creating the stage of spheres. So again, the all das or gas represents the kalim, and in this one big kali, it's a kudim, it's one large kali. It's divided by, you can just imagine, little sections, and those are the 10 sections. We're going to call that the beginning of the 10 spheres. And then the oil goes back in his pashtus sheni, goes back and starts filling in this the various sections, right? So it came out.
In the meantime, there was a reshima in the.
Oh, one second. We're not up to there. Right. So let's go through it. So the oil came out in two parts, right? It came out in two parts. The oil gas shibor and oil dak shibor. Now the oil dak is being pulled back. That means like this. You had in the Kali, let's talk about Kali, even though we just said there's separations, one big Kali and separations, 10 separations. So in the separation called the Kali of Malchus, right? The separation of Malchus, right? The last, furthest point from the Pidak is where the Kali, the future Kali of Malchus, let's call it that, is going to be developed. In the Kali of the Malchus, you have the older Malchus. Now, what's happening is that Keser is moving into the Pidak, and that's drawing in Chokhma, Bina, Das, Tiferet.
That's all Odak Shabbat. All
Odak Shabbat, right? And as Malchus is moving in,
needs a Rishim Rahant.
Theoretically, it was supposed to, but it didn't. Why did Malchus leave a Rishim? Because there was nothing there. Because the target of the Rishim was to be Meir on the Kelim Shetachta, but since there was nothing behind it, the Olamas of Atzilus wasn't created, the Bri, Yetzias, Kol Sheken weren't created, there's nothing there to be Meir on. So Hagam, that it would need a Rishimo, theoretically, because every time an oil moves in from one space and moves up a space, from one Kelim to another Kelim, it would leave a Rishimo in its own Kelim in order to Meir on the Kelim Shetachta. But that wasn't the case because nothing after Malchus. Nevertheless, saying that, there's another tafkid. We'll find this is part of the complication in this pair, because another tafkid of the Rishima is also to be made on itself.
Oh, let's keep it going.
Yeah, so after that, it should have left the cave. So the Mefarshim speak about why didn't it after itself leave a Rishima? So the answer to that is that since Yesod was there, Yesod's Rishima was able to be made on the Keli of Malchus. Therefore, the Malchus didn't need a Rishima whatsoever. So as these Oiras are moving up a stage, they're leaving behind in their own Keli a Rishima. So Yesod, when he moves up to Hod, Yesod would leave a Rishima in Yesod. Hod, when it moves up, would leave a Rishima in Hod. And so on and so forth. Everything would leave a Rishima in the Keli itself. Okay, so for that's two oils we spoke about. We spoke about the oil dak is one, oil dak shabo, that's the actual oil of the sphere. And then we spoke about now, as the oil is retracting from Kali to Kali, it's depositing, leaving behind an all of itself into its own kelim. Okay, except for Malchus, that we said. Now, all number
comes up in the Maaseh of the Ohm now is weaker. When it goes back, it's a bit weaker.
The all when it's going back. Why do you want to say it's weaker?
Because it's left something behind. So it's not that kind.
But the vote is that the all which is left behind is weakened. Yeah. The all which is left behind is a double ma'at, and that's a weaker all. That's called dinim. That's the whole yisod of din. Din is a lacking. An all which is cholush. That's why it's called. I'm sorry, I'll take that back. I'm talking about the Or Chaim. This is just a simple Rishima from the Or Yosha. So it's like an Or Rachamim, like the Or which came in previously, which is Or Rachamim. So now you have Or Rachamim retrieving itself, retracting back into the Pidak, and it's leaving a Rishima, which is also a Me'at of the Or Rachamim. Now, besides that, as the Or Rachamim is moving back, we can't forget there's also another or coming from above.
Continuously.
Right from the Pidash, which is called by the Arizal as the Matzir, the Creator. Which is also interesting. So the Creator, which is called the Pidash, is sending out or. Now it's going via this, the or of the sphere, which is coming back into it. So it's sort of penetrating it, going through its backside. And through what's going through the backside of this all is depositing again, is leaving behind what's called the all choizer, because it's going backwards. The all is coming up. It's the all choizer. That means it's coming from its backside. It should actually be called the all achorayim. That's also a loshen. Let's call it the all achorayim just to make it simple. So the all achorayim, the hanger, the all which is coming from above through the sphere, coming from the backside of this of the all, is now going to bang in to its own Rishima.
So that's the din. The one that's coming, Haraim, is din.
That's right. That's a miyud. That's what I meant. That's a miyud. It's being filtered out. It's only a tamsis of the actual or going up.
And it goes via each of the spheres. So the din gets bigger as it goes up.
Right, very good. That's right. So as it's going through Kesed, that's one dinim. Going through Chokhmah and so on and so forth. So Malchus receives nine times the dinim. That's all number three. Now what happens is that the all Achorayim will now bash into its own Rishima. And that will create the final all, which is called the all Nitzutz. Nitzutzes.
Sparks. Is that Din or Rachim? The music.
That comes out from the all Din. That comes out from the all Din, and that will create the Keli. That will create the keli. Mm-hmm. That will create the keli. That's one shmur in Rav Chaim Vital. Then he says, Anianis Dati, I think the tafkid of the nitzos is not actually to create the keli, but more it's in the function of what we saw in Shaar Rafach. In Shaar Rafach, we haven't learned it yet, but there the vault was the nitzutzim were there to mechayet the keli. The mechayin, not to create the keli.
They're ready, the keli, no?
Oh, that's his kasha, because we saw already the or gas was there already. What was that? It must have been a keli, some form of keli. So the vault is either it's a gemar chelik of the keli, it's a makapatish of keli, or the vault is no. It's just a mechayin. That's the chakir here, and he's talking mitzad, he brings a rai for the second sad, that is talking mechayin the keli. Mm-hmm. Right. So to summarize, we have four oiras. And says the Arizal, when medame that to Tanta, Tamim, Nikudois, Tagim, and Oyos, to put them all together. That means the Or Yosha is the Tamim Shabo of the Ois. For Tachas Ois, or above, with there's three types of Tagim, three levels, one on top, one on the middle, one on the bottom. So the Tamim, what you find by the Ois, is the Tachim, the Or Yosha. The Nikudois is the Or Choyzer, represents the Or Choyzer. The Tagim are represented by the Rishimo, and the Oysters are represented by the Nitzitz. The only shot is why the Rishimo is represented by the Tagim. We said the Rishimo is deposited in the Keli. So why is the Tagim, which is on top of the Keli, represented by the Rishimo? mm-hmm. and of all this, because of this clash, because the Or Choyzer banged into the Rishimo flew out of the keli and got on top of the keli. That's what the Rav says. Ve'az oyser Rishimo haya mechayet a keli ahu merachok. The Mefarshim said, "What's merachok? It's in the keli." The Mefarshim that it flew out of the keli and became and was on top of the keli. And the Rai is the tag that later on when the Rizal says, what are the tagim? Tagim is the Rishima. So you see the keli, the Rishima popped on top of the keli. So when you see a ois again, you'll find you have to look at four different things. We have to look at the actual ois, and you have to say to yourself it came out from the clash between the Rishima and the Or Choyzer. That's the Nitzitz Shabo. And then you find on top of the keli the tagim, that's the Rishima. The Nekud is Or Choyzer, and the Tamim is the Or Ayosha. Okay, you got to keep all in cup while you're doing the Kriya Sator.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's only if the Rov Mefarshim. There is a machlokes here of how Taker these Nitzos is created. Some hold that Taker is not the way we're explaining here. For example, Yesod. Yesod would leave its Keli. Keli Yesod would leave a Rishimo, it's an Etzot Keli, and the Or Choyzer would go through the sphere of Yesod and hit into Yesod. So everything's Menube, right? The Or Choyzer of Yesod would hit into the Rishimo of Yesod and create them. Some hold it's not like that. The whole Taka, it's the upper Or going up. The Hani Hod, which is just above Yesod, right? He's going up. The Or Choyzer come from from Hod. The Or which is coming from Hod would come and bash into the Rishima of Yesod.
And not that, its own Rishima.
Its own Rishima. Well, it depends what you're looking at. Hod Achorayim, Or Choyzer, will be hitting into Yesod's Rishima.
Because it's gone up one.
Everybody's going up, right? Yesod's going into the Keli Hod, Hod's going into Netzach. There's Hod moving in, it's leaving it's putting back, it's the Or Choyzer coming out from Hod, but it's not hitting into its own Rishima, but rather it's hitting into the one below it, which is the Yesod's.
So when it comes to Yesod, so Yesod is hitting, will hit from what?
So Yesod, when Yesod leaves, it's going to leave, it's going to be pouring back a Or Rishima, an Or Choyzer, and it's going to bump into the Keli the Or of Malchus to create the Chiyus that Malchus needs, create the Gemar.
Malchus didn't leave anything, so my soul.
That's right.
It's just banging into Keli without Rishima.
No, it bangs into the Or of Malchus. That's what the Rav said. That's an exception to the rule. Right. It bumps into the Or. As the Or of Malchus is moving into your sword, then it will bump into it and create the Gemar Keli for Malchus. Okay, so it's Machlokes, the Ramaz and others, Mefarfel over here, and enough committed by Keser, how to learn by Keser, because Keser also has a problem. Because Keser, he said over here, Ach Keser ain mishi yake ba'al yoso. Because as Keser is moving up, there's no hakor.
Because it didn't come down again.
It didn't come down again, that's right, but it didn't have to come down. The vault is that the way we're learning, there's no problem with Keser. Because let's say the first way we learned is that, let's say Keser would move up, would leave Rishima, its own Keli, and Keser's Achorayim would hit into his own Rishima.
Right, cool. I mean, it's still coming out.
As it's moving out, the Or Choyzer is coming out from the backside.
And it comes out before it goes up.
So that was no problem. But according to so what's the Rav saying? In Hakor, there is a Hakor. The Or Choyzer, which is coming out from Keser, is going to hit into the Rishima of Keser. If the Hakor happens in Menubay, there's no problem by Keser. And the Rav saying there is a problem with Keser. So the shtickler problem how to learn Keser. But Bishlam, the other Mefarshim, would say no, it has to be always the Or Shalav Lemala. So always the Or Shalemala, the Or Choyzer Shalemala. And since Keser is nothing Lemala, therefore there's no Hakor. That you can understand.
That's what we learned till now.
Actually, we're trying to learn the other way. Menubay. It's easier to learn that way.
Maybe why Menubay? What's Menubay?
Menubay, that its own Or Choyzer is bumping into its own Or Rishima. So Yesod's Or Rishima, right? Again, Yesod leaves the Rishima in its own keli of Yesod. And as it's moving up, right, the Or Choyzer will be passing through it. And the Or Choyzer will be coming out from Yesod and bashing to Yesod. So everything's Yesod. The Rishima belongs to Yesod. And the Or Choyzer coming out from the Yesod is bumping into Yesod. So it's all Menu Bay. You catch what I'm saying?
So when you come to Keser.
When you come to Keser, so that's also good, right? So you have the Or coming, Or Choyzer coming out from Keser. You have the Rishima of Keser. And Gematik, you know, Fatik, you have the Hakodah. There's no Kosa by Keser.
It's
the other one, but they want a Metaris name, because as soon as Keser went up, there wasn't enough time. It straight went into the Matzil, and there wasn't enough time for the Or Choyzer to come out. To come out. So, Vayit Nishmucha.
What's the second side?
The Or Choyzer doesn't come out from Yesod, it comes out from Hod. That's the way they're learning.
That's the name is Kasha.
So what do you do? It doesn't say what happens.
Oh, it does say what happens. Yeah. So it says when Chochma comes back inside to the Keli Keser, it's going to bump into the Or Rishima of Keser. You got it? His flash is changing. Well, now everything's moved in. Malchus has gone all the way in. Now Malchus is coming back and everything's coming back.
Yes.
Chochma, where's it going to go?
To Keser's Rishima.
It's going to go in the Keli Keser.
Keli Keser, yeah.
And it's going to bump into the Rishima of Keser.
Right.
And then you have the Akor. You have a double Akor there, because Keser is bigger than Chochma. Because it's Keser. Chochma is bigger than and Keser, because it's coming milimale limata. And Keser's Lemata, so you have a double Akor.
They knock each other.
Yeah.
When we think about bumping into each other, we think of it as a passive thing, but here we talk about each one has to actively be mucked on the other one.
That's right.
And so they're actively mucking the other one, whereas if there's only one Akor, it's the higher one being mucked at the lower one.
I don't see any difference.
You can't have a lower one being mucked at the higher one. That's just not how it works. Yeah?
It just says that there's a hakor. It doesn't say which one is hitting what. Vice versa, when two cars bash into each other, You can't say one hit into the other. Unless one's.
This is how I'm understanding how this works. Is that on one hand Keser's higher, on one hand Kochma's higher. Is that you got. It's not like they're bumping into each other. It's like, to take a mosher, a crude mosher, two people hitting each other.
Yeah.
There's two ways of happening. They can bump into each other, or one can hit the other one.
Yeah.
So I'm learning that it's like the second marshal. It's like one's hitting the other one. That's how you get a hakor. That one's a makar, one's a noisin of the hakor. But in this case, you get double hakor because they're both hitting each other. And that's
like the manav kamira. In a way, they get the hakor. They have to bump into each other. One has to hit the other.
Well, because manav kamira, if there's going to be two kelim or two bechinas kelim, the zocher and the kelim.
The tzil is always the same. The tzil is one is stable, right? One is not moving. One's a reshima, and the other one is coming down.
Right.
So where do you get a double hakor?
Oh, so you said the fact that.
Not the fact that one is
Keser is higher than Chochma,
but right, it's stable. How do you get that?
Why should that make a second hakor?
What?
Who cares if one's higher than the other?
What do you mean? Who cares?
They're just bumping into each other.
It's a double ruchni we're talking about. Double ruchni. The fact by itself, it being a Keser, that gives it a koach to a koach of a hakor. The higher it can be.
I don't know if that's the gather. It could be the fact that it's a kesach. Okay, but you're not saying it's wrong. It's just I've got no right.
You're not right. It's not that it's a positive kumva says being makid because it's strong. It's not throwing a punch here. You know, it's just Vaita is still a Rishima, like all the other Rishimas. It's a Malaf Kamina. That Rishima didn't have a double Hakar. This had a double Hakar. The Teretz is because of the Keser. Doesn't tell us any more information.
But because it's higher.
It's a higher bechira.
I mean, that would happen.
So
would happen on all the other levels as well.
It would have if there was a higher Rishima, right? There was a higher bechira, but it's not.
Are we not going to say that that does have to happen with the
No.
So it's not. So it's how, yeah. Where
so I guess the Keser's Rishima is in the Keser Keli.
Yes.
Okay. Keser Keser, right? And the Chochma in the special Sheni is coming back down into the Keser Keli, bangs into the Rishima of Keser. So the Milan each one. The Milan Keser's Rishima is it's a Keser. It's higher than Chokhmah. So there's a Kom, Bechina's Keser. And then there's a Bechina of Milimale Lemata as opposed to Limata Lemala. And therefore that your double Kom, that's going to create the Nukva and the Ducha. You're going to have a male and female now, a counterpart. You're going to have a double Patsuf in this.
Do we know which way around, which one creates which?
The Or Choyzer, one time, there's no Or Choyzer over here. What was the lotion over here? He says, "Bas keli shel kesser lo nasi rak b'chazor zeh chokma, ki k'shechazor chokma v'nichnas bo, az haka Or chokma v'rishima v'niyar kesser b'mkoymo, v'hay haka kfulos, v'fisha rishimo shel kesser liyoyso b'chinas elyon min ha'chokma, l'chein hu maker b'chokma v'motzi mitzutzois." It was makin to chokma motzi nitzutzos. V'gam chokma liyosebo ata milimala v'nimsa oimed al reshimo. And he's only on top of it because he's coming matter. Hu gavoa mimenu makabo b'reshimo v'yotzim nitzutzos acheres. Now he doesn't say where from which the material. When we had the Or Choyzer. He said, "Claude and Itzusos are coming from the Orech Choyzer." Here,
because that's doing the Hakol. Seems to be saying here that the higher one.
We don't know who did the Hakol. It might say that there was.
It says, since the Higavani Manu, it is hitting the Rishimo. And then the.
Where were you?
Let's go to the previous line.
What I'm asking is where the Nitzutz is coming from. That's a shayla. When we had the Or Choyzer facing the Rishimo, it says claw the Nitzutzos are coming from the Or Choyzer. He doesn't tell us where. There's no indication here where the Nitzutzos are coming.
Well, wouldn't it be from the higher one?
And not them, by when we had the Or Choyzer and the Rishimo, it didn't say who's doing that call. It just said there was a Maisa call. So Vaita, there's no.
But here, when you speak about Keser and Chokhmah, he seems to be saying that the higher one does the Hakar on the lower one.
Okay. I hear. Could be since he's doing Maisa Kol, the other one will be getting the Nitzutzus. Coming out of Nitzutzus from him. What are you trying to say? Could be. Or could be coming out from him.
I mean, the number three, you always got the Shorish, then you've got the thing it's acting on, and then they create something together. But the real
Koyach
comes from the first one. That's usual, isn't it? Chesed was first, the Earth coming.
I don't know what's usual.
Right.
Every case is.
No, but there's a pattern.
It has been done with Nasr.
I mean, we usually find a pattern with the patterns of three.
Usually we find a zivug between, and it comes out of a combination from both kofers,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Here we're finding the attack of the Or Choyzer is moilid. I'm not thinking like this. That's what they say is this. But the Or Rishima is b'pechinas zocher. Mm-hmm. The Or Choyzer is b'chinas nekeva. Tak, it makes sense that the halod would come out, the nitzutzes would come out from the Or nekeva, right? She's moilid nitzutzes. That's the volte. Now the shayla how it could be done zayin here could be here is that Or Shima zazoch. It could be the Or Chochma which is coming back now is Or nekeva. Has to be Or nekeva because we say Or Shima is nekeva. Therefore, she's moilid thing. But then, when he's makir her, But what happens when she's maki him? When the chokhmah is maki into Shimo,
then the b'chin is faket. Then
how can he change from a zochah to a
kevah? Do we find that sometimes the zochah is higher than the kevah, and the kevah is higher than the zochah?
No, we do find change, though. We find the shame sag changed into ben.
Right.
Takes a different role. Because we say ma, we say sag broke. We say sag broke. No, we have ab, sag, ma, ben. So we say sag broke. Mm-hmm. Ma came along. Ma, which was a little bit, and it came to my second sag.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Zok Darizel, the Bab Ma is coming to Masakin Sag, we're going to call Sag Mal Ben. Because the Bab Alo Bechin is Masakin it, then Al Kochach it becomes a Lo Bechin, and we change its name. It becomes a different.
Is that like the Medrash in Shir Ashurim about they call them closer to the daughter than the sister than the mother?
Probably. Again, I'm learning Kabbalah here. I'm learning.
The same person, so to speak, can become something else.
Could be that's what's happening here. But Hashem is mehafach into the tzad nekev, because she's being affected too, and therefore we give it Hashem. Could be that's the one. This here. Kolpani. So we have these four oilers, and that creates the ganze. The ganze.
What's the fourth one?
Fourth one is the hakol. You have the nitzutz. That's the nitzutz which is coming out. That's the fourth one.
What did he call it? What was he called?
Nitzotzes.
So you've got the first ispashtus, then the stalkus, then another ispashtus, then...
Well, we call it the all Yosha.
Yosha?
All Yosha, right? The all Yosha, which is all dak.
Right.
Okay. Then you have the all is misalik itself, leaves a Rishimo number two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. As the all is leaving, it's seeping through the all. Choyze, okay, and then the all choyze bangs into the Rishimo, creates nitzutzes.
So it's four stages.
Four stages, which represent four oils. So those are the four.
Actually, four oils.
Four oils.
That's all in the first. It's in the first. His fastest.
V'hinehem alba mine oil. These are four different types of oil, and they represent the tamim, nukudos, tagim, oises. Every time you see a letter. I'll explain to you. You have to make a cheshbon that what you're looking at, the ois, for example, that's from the nitzutz. The tagim is the rishimo. The nekudos, it comes from the or choyze. And the tamim is the or yosha. That's what it creates. So you see the whole process right there in one little ois.
So the seder, it's kesed on what's highest to lowest. So to speak, chronologically, even though it's not time, but.
Well, not really, because according to you, the tagim is the Rishimo. It's not true. I mean, the first one, the highest one, should be the tamim. And sometimes you find tamim at tatoim.
I thought you said the tamim or Yosha.
Or Yosha, but that's...
That's right, that's the first.
Yeah, but what do you mean?
There's a Seder. You got Yosha, then
or Choyze. Or Rishimo.
Rishimo, and then the
Nitzutz.
Right, yeah. So that Seder... That's going to say that is the same stage as Tanta.
That's right. Yeah, that's Tanta. Okay, so.
And that just reflects the Tanta which we've learnt about previously.
Of course, yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
Oh. We've only gone through three of them, though, haven't we?
What do you mean?
No, we're still in Talmud. No? We haven't spoken about Nekudos or Tagim or Isis.
We're still in Akudim here. We haven't even started Nekudos.
It's all Talmud we're talking about. We haven't come across anything except Talmud yet, have we? Because we've got Talmudim, Tam, and so Tam Tachton.
That's
that,
it.
That was the
Achas.
The Oizen, the
Oizen, Rotel, and Pe. That's it. That's Ab Sagma Oben.
Ben?
Ben. It's Sagma Oben, actually. The Ab is the Enayim, which we don't speak about.
The high Bechina of the...
Yeah.
Okay. Even though Enayim are lower down, we'll see later on, but there's also Bechina, which is higher.
That's the Ab, the Sag, yeah.
Right, like the Karkafta.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I think... okay, more or less, it's just Poshup Shad. Like we said, there's a lot of Machlevis and a lot of... think, how are we doing for time here? Okay, so we can start the next parrot. I think we clarified a lot of things.
We finished the parrot?
We didn't finish the parrot?
I don't know. Council for the whole, maybe.
Okay, so you want to start then? We can talk a little having. Is that what you have to?
Yeah, I think
so. We can talk a little having. Ech yesh gam. I'm quite sure we did this, but if you want to read it again, yesh gam kein ba'olam akudim mitzius bitzul malach mitzadma. Kedinim oisam malach shemalchum be'eretz Edom shemesu ve'nitbatlu. כמו שהסבר לכמה בדרוש עולם הנקודים, כי הנה עניין התעלומות האורש של הקודים ועל יוסם במעצילם, הוא גם כן ביטול מלוכים מכאן. רק איזה ביטול מלוכים is one of the central themes in well, all of Yiddishkeit, right? All Yiddishkeit is based on the on the ביטול מלוכים, which is the שיברים Zayim Malachim she nishburu, and that's all the Shivra Kalim, and that's all the avoided to be Mali, all the Nitzutas, right? Zok there, it's so central that you'll find this even before the Shvira. Before the Shvira, which is in the next parak, Akudim, Nikudim, you'll find already an Akudim. Where's the Remes? Because the fact that the Or Dak was Misalik itself from the Or Gas, that's a Bechin of Bittul. That's the neshama leaving the goof. That's the bittul. That's exactly what's
what becoming bottle. The orgas.
The sphira. The sphira is a neshama and a goof, right? Or mitoch a keli. If you remove the orb mitoch a keli, you mevatel the sphira, right? What's a sphira? Sphira is the olama. Sphira is everything. It's
like a living
people's
living herb.
It's a living entity. That's right.
The chinam nefesh and the goof.
Neshama and goof, right? So they already see over there that it's merumas already the sphira. But etzim even earlier than that we saw, right? And shai gul of yosha. What was that?
How did Tzimtzum happen?
That's right. The whole inion of Tzimtzum. What did we do? The Eibush was mesalik all, and left the keli until he put the kav back in, put the all back into the keli. But that's exactly what Rashi says. You see this.
We didn't call it a keli there, did we?
I don't think. Were you with us when we learned it?
Yeah, I think so. We called it Rashim.
Rashim was a keli. So the vault is like the Mufashim Boit Ois, that everything has a shorish. There's nothing. Ain chiddush tachas hashemesh, right? Right? That they always, every time you find something, it has to have a shorish mikoidim. Remember we spoke about this? Maisa over simon abonim, you finished off that phrase for me. See, we did learn it. Right? So you see that everything that happens now must have happened beforehand. So even though there was an Ein Sof, we said this in the Hakdama Shir, that the Rav Yisrael Migronoda, which was the Talmud of the Ramban, Rebbe of the Ramban, sorry, the Rebbe of the Ramban, already was talking in his Sefer, Bu'ah Esa Sefiras, told us that even within the Ein Sof, you had all the parts of the Sefiras and everything. There's nothing. The vault only here is that we're Megale. Here we're spreading out the red carpet now. It's just coming out now, all the Giluyim. But the essence of everything happened for him. Because Imlo, Chasalta. And now you're saying David didn't have this, didn't have this Bechin, didn't have Patsuf. And what do you mean? Yechud Gomer, there's no time, there's no before and after. Everything must have been there before. Yes.
Yeah, Bekoch,
yeah, that's right. It's only coming before.
So really, the whole thing which is happening is we take away the very bright light, which stops us seeing everything individually. That's why Hashem's doing with the symptoms, pulling back so things can sort of like be.
That was your moshul originally, no?
That's right. When you come into a room and there's 10,000, there's a light bulb of 10,000 volts. It's completely blinding. You can't see anything.
Yeah.
When you're dimming the light, then you can start seeing. There's a table, there's gender. That's the
rota. But it's not because of Shem saying that there are parts there. It means on the insert level, it's mamish.
Achtus Gomer.
It's not right. Just that we won't be able to see it because of light. It is a light of Achtus itself. Whatever that means.
There's no chilav. We look at it as if in that bechino. Okay, v'kifli masha nevaya besod nekudim in etanto. Ech morim ala misas amalochim. Misham tavin gamke mitziusam kan b'olam akudim v'dok v'tishkach.
All seven, he's saying.
Okay, so even in the world of Tata, already you see Taka this notion of this Bitul Malachim. Now, let me just read you out a piece of the Kerem Shlomo. It'll be Mazbir, this little piece over here. He says, "The Olam Nekudim Hayo Tamim." We haven't learned yet, but we'll see that the way that the Ganze Tikkun happened was that you had a new ore coming out from the Metzach called the Ma. And what broke? The Ben, the lower Bechina. So Ma came to Mesaken the Ben. And the Adam HaKadmon. Umalach bekeili anekudim kodem shvira. Vatagim hem, or is shel shen ben, shiotza mina keilim beshasa shvira. Vinishoro beatzilus, misham heiru la keilim shenoflu, lebria shelo yomersu legambre. Vaoistusem a keilim de shen ben, atzmom, shenoflu lebria vinishbo. The hainu, ben you can split up in tanta. We split every bechin you can split into tanta. Ab and tanta, sag, ma, ben, everything into tanta. So the way you split up Ben, which had the Shvira happen to it, is that exact same way, right? The Tamim were there, the Tamim, the Nekudos, the Tagim, the Oysters, all that was there. The Oysters represent the Kelim which fell down. The Tagim represents the little Nitzuts of oil which went down into Bria in order to keep it alive and so on and so forth. Mikan, in the world of Akudim, the Tamim, there, here we find that that's Atzmus. Ve'anukudosem or choizer habar derech achoy ha-sfiros. Tagim hem yisod ha-rishimo me'irim lekeim shel ha-atzmum. Ve'asfiros ha-tachteim. והאויס יוצא מניצו שנולדו על ידי הקור אור זה וזה ונועצים חיוס לכלים כך נראה לי ונמצא מה שהוא צריך להיות בעולם הניקודם דלת בחינס טנטם שאלו הוא לסיבס שהיה בהם ביטול המיסה והוא הדין גם כן הועיל מצינו שהיה גם בעולם האקודים דמיון הדלת בחינס טנטה הללו ומזה נוכל לידע גם בהם היה קצת ביטום. The fact that we have four stages. Why do I have four stages? Because there must have been a bitum. The only way you can have four stages if you have a retraction of the all, which is the bitum. So we're working backwards. The fact that we have Tanta is muchach menu bay, there must have been a retraction, must have been a bittul of the must have been a shvira of the kelim. And madok we found by Tanta, which is a previous parak, we have Tanta. Huadin, this happens over here as well. We're also comparing all these stages to Tanta as well, as we just did now. Okay? That's the vol that everything that we see here must have had a shosh beforehand.
Right. But really, for Shavir, you only need two.
For Shavir, but there's a continuum of the process. But how do you misakin, though? How's it come out?
Yeah, I mean, you're including the tikkun of Shavir as well.
Yeah, that's right.
That's when they come back together in Hakol. That's the third stage.
Yeah.
And then you've got something new, which is a fourth stage.
Which creates it, which is Ma'akel, or the Chiyus of the Kel,
which gives to the next Olam or whatever.
That's right. So Ma'adok, you find Tat over there, you also find it here and Vaita.
Do we find Shiva Malachim, like the number seven Merumas in Akudim?
What are the numbers? Because
there were seven Malachim in Akudim. Do you find the number seven a parallel in Akudim?
No, that's the only chiluk we don't find, because at this point it's so nilam. The closer we find from the actual Tzimtzum Rishon, the less you see.
Okay.
As a result, from the oizen came out hay. Yeah. What's hay?
The hay is just...
What is it? That hay patsuf, which includes the yutzfilas. So the higher up you are, the less you see. The more you're coming down.
And the is above, and the
ready. That's right. Trying to split into the six alofim.
And you can't say it's the seven lower sefiras in Akudim, which are... Because that's...
It's happening, yeah. What's happening to all of them?
The truth is that's what they are. I mean, the seven melachim are connected to the last seven spheres, aren't they?
What?
Are the seven melachim not connected?
Yeah, but it's happening to even Kesir. Everything's happening. Yeah. There's no difference over here. We'll see later on, there will be a difference in the sphere. We'll see the Kesir and the Chochem Abina, there was less of a sphere. Then we should have more in Pchotim than the Zayim melachim. Yeah. You had much more of a sphere than the first three. Then we saw the Chalik.
In Akudim already.
In Nikudim.
In Nikudim.
Okay, so let's just finish off over here. Omnam, a hefresh b'neihem, who, ki kaba akudim ahem mikalki alai manas l'sakin. So it's alai manas l'ivnois. Kemoshu b'almim, ki zeh haisa ika akavono la loisa. Kedei, lasus b'chin askelim. Ava v'nikudim aya bitul misa gmura mamish. Omnam, lifi shemina akudim yitzchilu akilu m'lizgalus k'tas, לכן גם בהם היה קצת ביטל. Right? Here we see clearly the vote was only here. It attempts to get his pashta sheni, which is going to be the tikkun min obey. And over there, it was a shvir gemurah.
So you think shvir is essential to create an actual kli? There has to be misa.
There has to be a misa. Misa the haino, we're removing the oil from the keli.
Right. I suppose that's what tzimtzum is. Tzimtzum is a form of misa. It's a shorish of misa, really. It's removal of oil.
Yeah, but there's levels here, because in the kudim we'll find that not only that the oil came out of the keli actually fell down madregas into right. Bria, yetziah, siyah. Actually created those bechinas. Much more. That's why he calls it misa gemura mamish. As opposed to stomach misa.
Right, so there's a big hevdil in
Eichel. Yeah, it happened. The tafkid over there was to take out this sigim shebetoch asfiras. Roughly translated in English, that means the impurities which were in the sphira had to be removed. So right. What you call a major operation, major right. Medical operation, it had to be right. Had to be exploited and taken out from the
sphira. And the sigim were ready there in Akutim.
Yeah, of course.
Right. It's all a process.
It's all a process in order to take it out. And through the Sigin came the Malach HaMavit, the Yetzahara, Gehenna, not Gehenna, sorry, but all the Oilamas HaTachtoidim, all the Yetzahara, yeah. That came all from those high Makor, so from the Heiliger Spheres.
And we're going to speak about the Sigin more later.
Yeah. Okay, weiter. The Amaskil Yavin, Kigam, the Odom Kadma can yiska. Oh, he's going to say himself. Even Malcolm, already back in Odom Kadma, could oise ma tinsumim shibaanu lemala, gam oise mishinivari lekamen bazat Hashem, bein and tsesin ekudim imenu, ve ech tsimsum atmo, ve paris chad parse be tubur delay, as we will see, that you see that the what he did by the Adam Kadmon, he was machnitz his nahi by the chagat, his male all the oils underneath the tibor, up and above the tibor, that was a form of tzimtzum as well, and he put a paris palsa, which is the equivalent in bnei odom, which is called a diaphragm, separates the low part from the top part. Kolzihu kov el bitul malochim. Again, a remez. Dak would say, "Dvarim elu also lahachiv b'hem adibu v'hotzim b'peh v'maskil yavim." Otherwise, we'd be on Amadrega to understand what we're not supposed to make out of here,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, because I don't remember speaking about that aspect when we were doing. Didn't mention it. He seems to be saying we did it already.
Yeah. So.
That's why he's giving this disclaimer at the end. We should have understood it by ourselves.
You should have understood it. Father, you're maskil yavin, right? Yeah. Rav Yaakov here, this is over here, that the reason why he doesn't want to say too much, because he's afraid that the more he says, the less bechira you'll have. So don't take away too much of your bechira. So not to regard it too much at one time, right?
Wow.
Okay. Okay. Actually, those people that can take away people's bechira. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. What's that?
And that was talking about the different orders from the oizen, the chotim, and the pear. We spoke about they went down further.
Well, actually, they were talking about atzag malben, which is the makor for atzma, but we're talking about the actual makor. The pinim is whatever came out is achav. Whatever stayed inside is more of a loss of atzma. Yeah, we're talking about atzma inside.
Because we
haven't learned it yet.
Because we were talking about the orders
came out. That's achav. Yeah,
on the surface. And
yeah, all that came out from sag, right? The pinim is the sag, and then you have a malben inside as well.
Okay.
So that came up. Also, we'll speak about that. Kya malchus shalom akudim nishogu ba asa. This is another nikud. This is going to tell you that each world limala will be the shorish for the world shetaktov. Okay, what are we dealing with? We're dealing with ten forms of kedim. Ten forms of kedim. They haven't been developed yet. It's only akudim. It means one big kedim separated by ten. By ten separations.
Are they side by side or above each other?
One above the other.
Right.
Chatzamcha, right? One on top of the other.
And have any
and only in Shah Nikudim then start developing to their own various Nikudim.
Right, but there's no Ovi to speak. It's all literally just a line.
Well, then you get into the Shasha or the Ovi.
Okay.
Alright, we'll with that. Kya Malchus Shel Olam Akudim. Nishoru ba'asara shroshim shel eser nekude shenivorim bezat Hashem. Talking about 10 nekudim. Al derel zehu b'kol atzirus. Ki ha-malchus, he explains itself. Ki ha-malchus shel shroshim asher bepeh shel adam kalim. What's coming? It's all came out from the pit. What's coming out? 10. Right? But we're talking about 10 of the malchus. Ki ha-malchus shel shroshim asher bepeh shel adam kalim. He kolulu be'eser. והם עשור שרושים של עשר עקודים וכן המלכות של עקודים יש עשור שרושים של עשר ספירות ונקודים. So the שרושים of the ten מלכיות which are coming up from the pedaak, which is the form of the world of עקודים, will then be the שורש for the ten מלכיות which comes out in the world of נקודים וכן הדר זה בשעה עולמס. The next line, the Mefashim say to skip because it's all really one world. He says, "V'chein malchus nekudim yesh eser sfiros v'hen shroshim shel eser sfiros in the burim." Burim, it's all the same world, Rebbetzin. So, because the vote over here is that every time you find out everything that's coming, as also just a tamsis of the previous world and the shorish of the previous world.
That means it's all malchus and everything.
All malchus, yeah.
The only way you can get creation of anything is through malchus. To get something new.
There's not much of all. The vault is that we're getting a tamsis of all the vault. We don't want too much ore coming down. The tachtonim won't be able to mekabel too much ore. So we only get a tipa shebe tipa, like we saw in the Shaigul and the Yosha. The only thing that we got was the nefesh shebo, or the ruach shebo. That's about it. We didn't get the neshama shebo, the chai yechida that we didn't get. It would be too powerful for us.
Is he saying something unique about Malchus? That's what I'm asking. I mean, do you find
Malchus
that
is the last Bechina?
But do you see the same thing, let's say, with Chesed? The Chesed of Akudim, it has a Shurish of Chesed of Nukudim.
In Malchus. In Malchus, when you divide Malchus in 10 spheres,
right.
Malchus is a general title, and then you have 10 spheres of Malchus, so you have Chochmah the Malchus, Bina the Malchus, and so on and so forth. That in the world of Akudim will correspond to the world of Nikudim.
He's asking the original in higher up of Akudim. Do you have of the not
well? Akudim is what come out from the pit. It's only Malchus. Everything that we're seeing here, all the essence here, is only the Malchus of the pit.
So we never even speak.
So chesed,
we've been speaking about Kesa and going back. I think it's really just the Malchus of all these.
That's
things.
Right. So the smallest bechina of the highest world creates the entire
right.
Next world.
So do we know what's happening with the other bits? Or is that for Olam Haba already?
It's more than bits.
He says, also lahachir behem adir v'lahotzi bepeh v'maski yavim. You should know.
Yeah, but I'm saying even in Akudim, you're speaking about the 10 spheres of Akudim went back and came. And you're saying that's not really what happened. It's just the malchus of all the ten spheres came back up and then came back down.
Right.
And the oichos of the malchus. And the Hakod.
Yeah, but we don't speak like that. We're looking. The world of Akudim is 10 spheres.
10 spheres. But we only.
Of what? Okay, I'll tell you the Malkus.
Is it because we can only talk about the Malkus because we never know anything about anything only through Malkus? Because Malkus is a Gilu. So when we're speaking about the 10 spheres, we're really speaking about our perception of the 10 spheres, which is the Malkus of the 10 spheres.
No, we're talking to Metzius over here. He says we want to create Kelim. How do you create Kelim? From the lowest Bechina Shalemala.
I'm confused here. Are we talking about the Kesa, or Matthew says the Malchus of Kesa and the Malchus of all those 10? Or are we talking about only Malchus came out of Ak, and we're talking about the when it's already divided?
That's right. Second side, yeah.
Only Malchus came out of Ak.
That's right.
So we come
to smallest begin of
Shalom. So when it comes out to Odom and Akudim, really, it's we're talking about Chesed of Malchus to Malchus.
Malchus of the Pair, whatever.
Yeah, we don't speak like that. We try to speak of every world before. The world we're dealing with. And Akudim, so right, you have Chesed, Chokhmah, Bina. The Malchus, it gets too complicated that way, right? Just say it's the world, this is the Chesed of the world of Akudim, this is the Chesed of the world of Nukudim. And so on and so forth.
In a way, could you call all the Olamas just different levels of Malchus? Like the Olam Asiya is Malchus to Malchus to Malchus.
All it's a Nefesh.
And Yetzirah is Malchus to Malchus to Malchus.
Yeah, like I said, it's all the smallest Bechina, that's the vault. Yeah. We saw this already from the Igulim and the Igulim Yosha.
I mean, it makes sense. I mean, as far as I understand from other places, that Malchus is Gilui.
And the only
shinings we have with the Sephiris is through Malchus.
That's another reason, right?
So we just speak it up.
So that's the idea. It's a tzol from the first one. Why is it? Because since we can't accept anything else, therefore, come to us, Malchus can be the only gilu that we can have. We can look at it that way.
Right.
It's a tzol from the first town. The first town is because since we can't receive anything else but the lower bechina of the
too much,
come to us that the gilu that we're getting is from only from Malchus.
It's like, because otherwise we'd just be bottled because of everything would be too powerful.
Right. So come on, that's the only gilu we can possibly get. That's why we say Malchus is where we get our gilu. It's the only way
we can have independence.
Correct. Uh-huh. Okay. Since next week we'll start
sharing.
I mean, is that the idea of the five different stages of Yemosa Mashiach, Chizmeis, Olam Ba, which Ramchal speaks about? You've got the five levels, and we're only in the first one. Like we spoke about in Kavonis as well about.
That's right, we spoke about this 10 levels, 10 millenniums.
Because we're getting to 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, which are really five Be'eches, the five. I mean, does it mean that in Yemos HaMashiach we'll be able to understand above Malchus? Or is this all...
No, we're going back up, we're retreating, right?
At the moment we're stuck with Malchus only.
That's right, then we're going to go back.
And then we're going to get a complete new Gilu.
You're going back higher and higher, therefore you're going higher, for example, right now we're on the sixth floor. And then we're going to be on the seventh floor, so you have a bigger view. It's the eighth floor, ninth floor, so you'd be on top. And then the whole building goes back up.
And that's the end of everything.
That's the end of everything. Go back, the cab goes back into the back into the Mokum Tzimtzum, and therefore everything's bottom of it. So
what do you there? When Mechai said there's seven sevens, no? Seven.
She said Alfishnin.
So he said that I think it's seven times that.
And then when you will be bottom of the wood, the is the cycle going to start again.
That's what we're saying on each level, because of another.
All right, good.